Welcome to Zichud Dafsim. My name is Avram Goldar, and now it's time for our Grand Pop Quiz. 21 questions and 21 topics covering 7 bottom Maseches Sukkah, going from Daf Chaf Hei to Daf Lamed Aleph. Just a reminder, it's more important to answer the questions correctly than to answer within the time that I prescribe. So if you need more time, just press the pause button. Here we go. Question number 1. Which daf do we learn the Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmani holds? One can use a stolen luv on the second day of the Chag onwards, just like one can use a borrowed one. That's on Daf Lamed. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn that an Avel is Chai Basukkah? That's on Daf Chaf Hei. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we have two different reasons given as to why Shenas Arai outside the Sukkah is prohibited? That's on Daf Chavav. Good. Number 4. Which daf does the Gemara bring a mashal of a king paying his toll to understand why Kodesh Baruch Hu does not want to use a stolen animal for an offering? That's on Daf Lamed. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn why we needed a halacha l'moshe Sinai to teach women our pater from mitzvah Sukkah, even though it's a mitzvah ase, shezman grama? That's on Daf Chavches. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we have reasons given as to why ha'usik b'mitzvah patamina mitzvah is learned from both the parsha of Kriyashma and from the parsha of Pesach Sheni? That's on Daf Chaf Hei. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn one is prohibited from using a lulav of a gazel because it's a mitzvah hababa aver? That's on Daf Chaf Tes. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we machokes Rabbi Yosef and the Chachamim whether one can sleep in another person's sukkah or he must own the sukkah? That's on Daf Chav Zayin. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn that one who leaves the sukkah because of rain and continues his meal inside does not have to go back to the sukkah if the rain stops? That's on Daf Chav Tes. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we learn Hillel HaZaken had 80 Talmidim, the greatest being Yonasan ben Uziel? That's on Daf Chav Ches. Good. Number 11. Which daf do we learn that a luv that is nistak, split, is kosher? That's on Daf Lamed Aleph. Good. Number 12. Which daf do we learn a chol is patur from Sukkah even if he just has a headache or an eye ache? That's on Daf Chavav. Good. Number 13. Which daf do we learn the review is Maksha a dry lulav and an old esrog? That's on Daf Lamed Aleph. Good. Number 14. Which daf do we learn the one should not sleep more than Shenas Sus during the day because of Bittul Torah? That's on Daf Chavav. Good. Number 15. Which daf do we machos Rabbi Yezan the Chami regarding whether one can use two different sukkahs? That's on Daf Chav Zayin. Good. Number 16. Which daf we have Rav Huna's advice to the Hadassim merchants on how to acquire the Hadassim from the Nachrim? That's on Daf Lamed. Good. Number 17. Which daf do we learn the one who steals wood for a sukkah only pays the May Eitzim? That's on Daf Lamed Aleph. Good. Number 18. Which of the one the Shulchan Mitzvah Batrim in a Sukkah? That's on Daf Chaf Hei. Good. Number 19. Which daf does the Gemara bring a mushroom for when it rains in the Sukkah of a master throwing a pitcher of water at the servant? That's on Daf Chaf Tes. Good. Number 20. Which daf do we learn what one learns in the Sukkah? That's on Daf Chaf Ches. Good. And number 21, which daf do we machokas Rabbi Yezan the Chum regarding how many meals one eats in a sukkah? That's on Daf Chav Zayin. Excellent. That concludes this Grand Pop quiz. I highly recommend doing this quiz soon again and in subsequent weeks to increase your fluency with the Simanim. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.